Welcome. This is Struggles to Strengths, and I'm your host, Chad Duff. This is the podcast about learning through your struggles and failures, figuring out how to take the difficulties in your life, the lessons learned, and then how do you move forward. Welcome back to S2S, everyone. Episode number 92, Sundance. I had a chance to go to the Sundance Film Festival this past week. And for those of you that don't know, the Sundance Film Festival is out in Utah every year in Park City, Utah. It takes place in Salt Lake as well. This is the 40th year. Robert Redford created it back in the 80s. This was the 40th anniversary of the festival. And my daughter Mackenzie and I got a chance to go out and we just binged movies. We did 10 movies in 3 days and got a chance to walk around the festival and have a lot of fun. But it was really cool. It was a really cool atmosphere. And because it was the 40th anniversary, they brought in and they showed some older movies that had been out in the past. And then you've got kind of all of the new stuff that was there. And what was really interesting to me, one of the million things that was interesting to me about the film festival was that, first of all, this isn't something that I would have ever thought to go to. You know, I was aware of it. I love movies. Mackenzie and I love movies. But, you know, it's not a destination that I would have made. But Mackenzie's school does an immersion every year. And all the trips that were on the school's calendar, she wasn't interested in. And so she did an independent and immersion. And she got to kind of pick where she wanted to go. And that's where we came up with deciding to go out to the film festival. And, you know, usually she'd be going with classmates and with teachers, but I got a chance to go with her as her parent. And it's not something that I would have thought to take time off of work to do and go do. But the cool thing was, it was a tremendous experience. Even though it was something that I wouldn't have done or wouldn't have thought to do, I got that opportunity. And that got me thinking, how many times in my life have I maybe missed out on opportunity or missed out on doing something because I wasn't thinking about it? And when the chance came along, because it wasn't on my radar screen, I missed it. Maybe I didn't get a chance to do it. Now, you know, maybe you think like, well, yeah, Chad, going to the Sundance Film Festival, like, how could you not miss doing that? Like, that's a no-brainer. But I can't take time off to go do that. I'm not saying that it has to be some big, broad, bold thing that happens. But I'm just wondering, can you think about times in your life where you had an opportunity to do something that was unexpected and you didn't try or didn't do it? And then afterwards, people that you knew were there, or you heard about it, you found out like that you missed out on a great time. Like, you end up with kind of FOMO. And you know, for me, going out to this festival, it didn't take me very long to realize like, oh, this is special. Like, this is a really fun place to be. You're getting a chance to see, you know, a lot of people putting their art out there. And, you know, it's independent stuff. And so it hasn't been, you know, maybe they're hoping that it gets discovered at the film festival. They can watch it. There was a movie called Thelma. Write that down. I can't imagine that this movie won't get picked up. It was absolutely hilarious. The star of the movie is 93 years old. She was unbelievable in the movie, and it's kind of she's scammed out of some money and she has to get it back, and it's got kind of this Tom Cruise Mission Impossible type feel to it, but with a 93-year-old in it. And that's all I'm gonna say. I'm not, you know, when it comes out, just trust me, do yourself a favor and go watch it, because it's absolutely awesome. But what was cool was that after each movie that we went to see, almost all of them, like the director of the movie would be there, or some of the stars that were in the movie would be there, and they would talk about their art and they would talk about what they had done. And one of my favorite things that happened at the entire festival for us was on a day we went to see a movie. It's called Go Fish, and it came out in 1994, which, you know, I'm dating myself now, but I was a senior in high school in 1994. So I was 18 years old when this movie came out. And now here, 30 years later, I'm sitting in the theater watching it with my 18-year-old daughter, who is a senior in high school. And it was really cool because the director and several of the actors were sitting just two rows behind us in the movie. And there was this one part where, and the actors were all unpaid at the time. It was, you know, they were friends and they were different people and different things. And there was this part where one of the actors opens up the door and she kind of whacked herself with the door. She was opening it because like the camera, you couldn't see it at a frame, but it was really close. And behind me, the director, Rose, like literally giggled at the mistake that they had left inside the movie. And there were different things happening throughout, like mistakes or a bad edit or a flubbed line. And even though they were quote unquote mistakes, and you know, 30 years later, you know, this director has done all these things. She's looking at this now. This was her maiden voyage when it comes to putting something out into a festival back 30 years ago. What I really loved was that they were like just watching it and giggling, and they were just soaking up the atmosphere of what was going on. And afterwards in the Q&A, I asked the director, what was it like to watch that mistake? I said, I listened to all of you behind us. I said, what an experience it was for me to get here to sit and watch this with you just two rows behind me and getting to listen to you react and do all these things. And she went into detail about how the camera was like, she was pinned against the wall trying to get the camera past the door. And you know, that it just took her back to yesterday. But she just talked about how they loved it and they enjoyed it and they were transported right back to what was happening. And you know what? She could have looked at that and said, that's bad. That's not what I wanted it to be. That doesn't look good. That's not, you know, that's, you know, I would never do that now. I would never. And of course she wouldn't do that now because she would have a proper budget. She would have, you know, proper camera people and all the things that you wouldn't have to leave something like that in. But you know what? A mistake can still be fun. That's what I took away. I think about in my life how I could at times be over serious. Times in my life where I have made a mistake that really isn't that big of a deal, but I beat myself up over it. I really get after myself and I'm like, oh, that was terrible. You know, you should do better than that. You have to be good and you have to be better and you have to be best and you can't make mistakes. People are depending on you and you've got, you know, you're a father and you've got a job that, you know, they depend on you there and you're a son and you're a brother and you're a friend and you're all these things and you've got people to be, oh my gosh, like lighten up, Francis, truly. You know, but sometimes when things don't go correctly, I can get whapped around the axle or look back at something. I'm like, ooh, boy, that didn't go the way that I wanted it to go. But what I was really, what I received and what I soaked up was the fact that that crew was watching themselves from 30 years earlier. And there were mistakes all over the place. And yet it was awesome. In my opinion, the piece of art that they made was fantastic. It held up 30 years later. It was something that they could be so proud of. And instead of letting the little flaws, and quite frankly, that's what all they were little flaws. Instead of letting the little flaws get in the way, they celebrated the full picture. They celebrated everything that they had done. And I sat right there and I thought to myself, man, you gotta do that more, Chad. You literally have to celebrate the things that are good and that you're doing in your life and be okay that it's not perfect. I've talked about that time and time and time again here on Struggles to Strengths. Is this podcast where I want it to be? Is it as popular as I want it to be? Am I doing the very best work that I... No. It's not. And that's okay because I feel like it's better today than it was the first few episodes. And I'm hopeful that it will continue to grow and to change and to morph and to get, you know, better and better and better. In the not too distant future, I'm going to add a video component so you'll be able to see my face and consume the podcast that way and be able to put some clips out on to social media. I put a line in the sand of when I want to have that happen. And I know when that is, and I'll let you know. I know what the episode is, but I'm not telling you just yet, but it'll be coming up in the not too distant future where I'm going to be doing that. But I realized, like, well, I was like worried, like, well, it's not going to be good at first, or do I know what I'm doing? Who cares? I believe in this thing. I believe in what I talk about into this microphone each and every week. I appreciate the fact that you take time out of your busy day and your busy life, because maybe you know me personally, or you like the sound of my voice, or you think that the information is good, you know, or maybe you just don't have anything better to do. But whatever it is, you're investing in what I'm doing, and I appreciate that. And I don't want to let mistakes or the fear of mistakes ruin what I've done. When I listen back sometimes, when I start to do the ums and you knows, when I'm searching for a word, I'll cringe a bit. Oh, geez Louise, why did I do that? But being at the film festival and watching that movie, and that one in particular, they just, the way that the director and the cast were watching, it was really like almost food for my soul that I realized, oh, that's a way that I want to carry myself more often. I'm wondering if that's the case in your life too. Are you too hard on yourself? Are there times when a mistake happens or something doesn't go your way, and instead of maybe laughing about it or not taking it so seriously, you let it derail you? You let it get in your way? You let it be something that ruins what was, for the most part, great, but this one thing didn't happen the way that you wanted it to, and now, oh, everything's ruined. No. My hope for your sake is that you don't allow that. My hope for your sake is that you can look at those things and realize it's going to be okay. This is still a good piece of art, even though the door whacked me like the actor got hit with it in the movie. It's just so important. And I think it's the other thing, like we talked about, that's really important, is just keeping your eyes open for the shots out there. Like I think I'd really like to go back to the Sundance Film Festival. I could see myself going there time and time again. You know, it'd be something that is, you know, almost a yearly destination for me. And I would have never thought that or considered that in the past. But because I was able to take a chance, or because I got an opportunity through my child, now I realize, like, man, this is something that I really do like. And I was really just so grateful for how being around those artists and listening to them talk about how they struggled and how, you know, these films maybe were the first one that they've got, first time directors, first time, you know, producers, first time actors, getting a chance to do their thing and talking about the struggles that they had had, how long they had tried to get into festivals or break into the business. It wasn't easy, but they did. They stayed on their path and they did it. What path are you on that you need to stay on? What path do you need to take some of those mistakes and realize that they can still be fun? I'm not saying that be okay with mistakes or make them on purpose. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be so serious. Everything doesn't have to be so hard. We as a society love to make things hard. We love to make them difficult. We love to make them harder than they need to be. I'm not sure why we do that. I'm not sure where that comes from. I realize though that it is in your control. You can control how you react to these things. You can control how you feel about it. You can control and realize that, you know what, in that moment, you did the best you could. I ran across, not that long ago, my old demo tape when I was a play-by-play broadcaster for baseball, doing minor league baseball. And the demo tape that I had put to send out to teams to try and get jobs. And I listened to the tape and I listened to the highlights that I picked, and they were awful. Two or three of them. Some of them were okay. Some of it was fine. But there were some things there that at the time I thought, oh my God, this is so good. Listen to how good I was here. And I listened back to it now and I was like, oh my gosh, I would do it so differently now. And I learned. I liked it then, and I would be better at it now if I got a chance to do it again. But you can't let the fear of what you're doing, or the fear that maybe you're not going to be great at, you're not going to get any better unless you take your lumps. You're not going to get any better at these things that you're working on in your life unless you just do it. I mean, Nike has it down. Just do it. You've got to put an oar in the water to paddle the boat. If you don't start to push, you're never going to get anywhere. And I was just really inspired this week. And I know that the Sundance Film Festival may not be something that everybody can get to, but if you're out in that, if you're listening to this and you're out in that area and it's something that you can get to easily, or if you have the means to get out there, I would encourage you to take it in, because it was, the atmosphere there was just really fun, and it really was inspiring, and it made me want to do better at this podcast. It made me want to have Struggles to Strengths continue to get better and to grow and to do my thing. And I'm very grateful for all the artists there that inspired me to move forward and continue to work at this. So you know how it goes. Each and every week, we give you two takeaways. And number one, mistakes can still be fun. They can, if you're doing it, if you're making it happen, if you can giggle at yourself, if you can do a little self-deprecating humor, you'll find that's a great way, in my opinion, to get through some of these things and make it happen. So mistakes can still be fun. And number two, take a chance when it's offered. I didn't think I wanted to go to the Sundance Film Festival, but I took a shot. When I realized I could go, I'm like, yep, let's do it. And it was an easy one for me because I got a chance to spend 5 full days with my teenage daughter. But keep your eyes open. It doesn't have to be traveling across the country like I did to go to the festival. Maybe it's just a friend inviting you to go out to dinner or to go to a movie or go do something, or a coworker or a loved one. You know, an opportunity pops up, or you see an event pop into your social media that you could go to and you know you'd like it. You know you'd want to go. Or you hadn't even thought about it before, but you're like, you know what? Maybe I should try and experience that. I find that sometimes those are the things that you realize, and you can find that you love something that you didn't even realize that you loved. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time each week to download and to listen. If you haven't already, please give us a like. Please give us a review. Please forward this out in your social media if you feel so inclined. I really want to continue to grow and to get a chance to talk to more people. I'm looking forward to getting more guests. If you've got someone that you think would be a good guest, reach out to me and let me know. I'm always looking for interesting people, and I think everybody's got an interesting story. So please go ahead and reach out to us. And until next time, be well.